and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Y'all see the new layout, you know what I'm saying? New layout, new vibe. Uh-oh, Don with the fireball. I see it.
Hey, you know the vibes.
Explain why.
It's a real man birthday in a couple of days, but I got to work, so I'm turning up early.
Hey.
It's an early birthday.
Chat, say happy birthday to Dom. Happy birthday to Dom. Woohoo!
Wait. Uh-oh. Y'all think I'll play it? Hold on.
Oh, he's not playing. For the audios, he just already, got a... Whoa, is that just today?
Two bottles down. No, this is last night.
I'm about to say, bro, if those two were just today, Jesus fuck, bro.
Nah. I'm not alcoholic. Is just today.
All right.
You're just drinking straight fireball, bro. Oh,
straight fireball, man. I am a devil.
Oh, the nerd.
What's good, y'all, man? Another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 43, Kendrick Perkins episode. Huh?
Hey, don't
be button reveal.
We're not making this a thing.
All right, man. Shout out to the iTunes people. Belly give us a five star
for my birthday.
Belly button. Yo, y'all are nasty, bro. I swear to God. Anyways, man, let me get my shout outs in. Shout out to the iTunes people. Shout out to my Spotify people. Leave us a five star on iTunes. I heard that helps with the algorithm. Shout out to my YouTube people. You know what I'm saying? Turn on notifications. I've been bugging on YouTube the past week or so. I don't know why, but make sure to turn on notifications. Follow us everywhere. We are everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And a special shout out to the Twitch chat, sub chat. You know the vibes, man. You know the vibes. Listen, tonight I have a big announcement. Big announcement. It saddens me to say this. But the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast is going to continue without one Alex Wurdu. It was a decision that we did not, you know, Wurdu still wanted to come on. We didn't want to kick him off or anything like that. However, due to scheduling conflicts with his personal job, because, you know, this isn't something that's sustainable for all of us to make a full-time living off of. Wurdu had to make some tough decisions. We had to make some tough decisions as well. And we are going to be moving on without one Alex Wurdu. So, chat, everyone watching, leave a thank you to Wurdu. I don't know the phrase I was going with that, but you know. But not for real, though, man. Thank you to Wurdu, man. Thank you to Wurdu for all the work he's put in. You know what I'm saying? Committing to this once a week, and then for us to go twice a week, you know, again, for this thing to not be a full-time thing, for y'all to come through, the chat to come through, Justin to come through, Dom to come through as consistently as they have, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, man. But once again, shout out to Alex Wurdu. He's still gonna be part of our community. He's still gonna be on Locker Room. It's just the commitment of going twice a week, 10 p.m. Eastern, is just a little bit too much because of the work he has to do. So throw dubs in the chat for Wurdu. But Justin, Dom, if y'all have anything to say about that, go ahead.
Man, I'm gonna miss that ugly nigga, man. Wurdu, shots for Wurdu, man. I'm gonna miss that ugly guy, bro. He's still gonna, like you said, he's still gonna be behind the scenes and stuff. He's still helping out. We still talking to him every day. There's nothing like that. He just, you know, scheduling errors, man. Crazy world.
Also, shout out CMB.
Oh yeah, yo, real quick, shout out to CMB for the five gifts, man.
I seen it.
And I see Cardiac with the resub. Did he resub? Cardiac did something.
I think CMB gifted a sub to Cardiac.
Oh, Cardiac subscribed at tier one. They've subscribed for 3 months. All right, man. Shout out to Cardiac, man. But yeah.
Simp Lord. Oh, yeah. We can't say that. I'm tripping.
This is why you don't drink Fireball live, bro. Look at his Hey, before we go on, bro, let's notice the cut, man. Shia LaBeouf got a new cut, man.
LaBeouf with the cut.
Uh-oh.
Look at him.
Stun on him, man.
I was wearing a hat all day. It was getting too long, and I didn't want to go to the shop and get it cut, so I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, so you cut it yourself?
And I butchered it, and so I had to have someone clean it up for me, but...
I was about to say, if you did that all by yourself and you don't usually do...
That's not bad.
Looks pretty nice.
I've never cut my own hair before. I've never cut anyone... No, I have cut my brother's hair once, but besides that, I've never cut anyone.
Did you have like a pair of scissors or did you have like a kit?
I borrowed one of my friends. He had a pair of just clippers and I just went in the bathroom. No, like I didn't even have a mirror behind me. I was just like, this is probably good. And then I just had one of my roommates come in. I was like, can you just line it up a little bit?
Bro, honestly, cutting the back is the hardest part, bro. Like even if you have a hand mirror, because you'd have to turn your back to the like whatever main mirror you have.
I didn't even have a mirror. Like, I literally just guessed. I was like, this is probably right.
Yeah, at some point I just guess. Because most of the time I wear hats anyways. Put some
scissors. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, worst case, I shave it all off and just wear a hat. Like, I don't leave the house anymore anyway. Now that we got that quarantine. That quarantine semester.
Yeah, man. What is it? We're 2 weeks in for the most part?
Mm-hmm. My school's got me getting a COVID test every week.
Every week.
Ooh. Every week. I have
the
to
nose shit? In. Like, shh.
Yep.
Mine's bi-weekly.
They have the whole gym, like, set up. You just get in a line, grab a fucking toothpick or whatever the hell it's called, swab your nose. It takes 3 minutes.
Wait, are you talking about the one that goes all the way up to your brain or just outside? We just have the outside one.
We do it, they say, until you feel, like, resistance. It's like
resistance.
Here. It's like here.
What the fuck?
Nah, it's not bad.
Plus, I mean, resistance. Let me stop.
If you don't want to stick it up high enough, well, who's stopping you? You're doing it yourself. You're like, yep, it was up there.
Bro, ours is bi-weekly, but they don't really enforce. Like last week, I was supposed to have one on Tuesday, but that was like a snow day. So they're like, just come in any day of the week or next week if you missed the one on Tuesday. So
yeah, it's crazy because I only have class once a week. I go in on Wednesday. So I go in, take my test, go to class. I'm literally getting a test every single class.
Uh oh. Dom just laid back. Oh. Is that more alcohol? Is that more alcohol, Dom?
He's on that good cushion.
It is a bottle of water. It is water.
Yo, Icelandic.
What the fuck is that?
Water.
Icelandic is crazy. I don't know. You know when you drink a water and everyone says water tastes the same, mm-hmm. bro. You know when you drink a water and you're like, this water different. Mm-hmm. Ice cold Icelandic.
Honestly.
Let's see. Taste test.
Icelandic. Keep it above
taste test.
Uh-oh. Keep it above taste test.
That's clear one water. I ain't gonna lie. That's,
look at his face.
That's quality H2O. That's quality H2O right there.
This I swear, right throws the bag.
Bro, that's honestly, I just drink tap most of the time. I ain't gonna lie. Like
he said, I drink all the fluoride. I'm
no, because we have a Brita. Yeah, we have a Brita, yeah, but it Brita just grind. Takes too long, bro. I just get lazy. I'm like, man, I ain't got time to wait for this.
I fill up my Brita 3 times a day.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'll only drink tap if I can freeze it. Like, I have to freeze it in the freezer a little bit and then drink it. I can't drink tap water, like, straight.
Why? You think the germs go away if you freeze it?
No, but they slow down.
They slow down.
Let me stop.
Because they're frozen.
Like, exactly. Captain America.
Look at this dude right here, bro. Hey, how have y'all been, bro? Since the last episode, you know what I'm saying? TBH coming on the pod, a goat.
Man, life-changing. Life-changing.
I've been rethinking my financials since he came on. Not even gonna lie.
Yo, that was the episode Justin realized that he's an actual content creator. Like, it's just not us just chilling here.
Not even gonna lie, I was like, damn, like, this is real life. Like, I'm doing this.
That he started hitting me up about, like, he just became more active about the pod after he realized that. It's like, yo, what are we doing today?
I was like, yo, what? Do we have to do, like, taxes and stuff? Like, what's going on?
Do I have to write some stuff off? Do I have to write off these headphones?
This dude right here.
That's another thing. I was like, yo, if I buy a PC, can I write it off as business expense?
You can, bro. I think as long as your business makes $500 revenue yearly, you have to pay taxes on everything. Mm-hmm. And we've definitely...
We already did that.
Yeah, we've crossed that threshold so far.
Thanks to y'all. Yeah.
Thanks to y'all, the viewers.
Thanks to the people. Thanks to the people.
This dude right here. Yeah, no, that TBH episode was definitely more one of the more insightful ones in terms of how we should navigate this pod shit.
Facts.
Emma was like a fatherly figure.
A fatherly figure.
It's crazy. It's like literally, I don't know what's... to compare it to something, honestly, like, all right, if anyone's seen when the Knicks play the Clippers, mm-hmm. when Emmanuel Quickly, that moment he had with Lou Will, where like he dapped him up, he was like I grew up watching, like I modeled my shit after you. That's kind of like the feeling I yeah. have, like with some of these pods when it's like an iPod or like a
jersey TVH, swap.
Because genuinely, like yeah, it's like a like that after pod talk, it was like a jersey swap. Like that,
yeah,
shit felt
yeah.
great. Like
that
shit
was, ass, bro.
That shit was crazy, and it's something that like I'm just thankful for. Like that shit was wild. This is a dream come true. Like that was really, that was different. Biso see me as soon as he left the Discord and it got turned into 16-year-old Dom again, bro.
Dom said, "I'm pretty sure Justin left this man." Dom goes,
"Justin left quick, bro." As soon as TBH left, bro, because we talked for a good 20 minutes yeah, afterwards. So as soon as he left that talk, nigga, I went ape shit, bro. That shit was crazy.
Fanboy right here.
That nigga acknowledged me. He acknowledged the fact that he blocked me on Twitter. I'm not Twitter. On Twitch. He acknowledged that.
Yeah, bro. That shit is crazy.
Oh my god, bro.
Bro, even like that simple shit. Like him following me back on Twitter, that was like, oh shit, TBH is following me back on Twitter. But like even
that's great.
earlier back with the this dude Dom earlier back with our episodes, even like the episode where we had Dom 2K on, like when I started the shit, Dom 2K was one of the dudes I was like, all right, I'll never get to that level, or at least to the point where I'm interacting with him on a regular basis. But you know what I'm saying? It's a regular thing now. It's a regular thing. It's a community, man.
Listen. Shout out Dom 2K, man. That's my guy. Dom 2K is my guy, bro. Shout out Dom 2K, man. Listen. All I'm going to say, and I know people are tired of hearing me say, bro, locker room is where it's at, man. I'm just saying. Like, it's crazy over there. I'm still not over that. Like, I'm still not over everything on locker room. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, because motherfuckers are literally in there for you. Dom, I ain't gonna lie.
That's just weird.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah. You building a platform, bro. We're actually building a platform, bro. And that's just crazy.
I legit, every time I've been in a locker room, I would get on, and as soon as I start, like before I even start, I would invite everybody that's following me before I go on there.
Mm-hmm.
At one time I didn't do it. I was like, you know what? Because I'm extremely drunk, I'm not going to invite people. I'm going to just... That's why I didn't even title it nothing. I took out Let's Keep It a Buck. I was like, I'm going to cover all bases here. Like, I'm just letting people... 18-plus activities. I don't know what I'm going to say right now. So, I just went live. I was like, all right, probably going to get like 5 people. I'm just being here acting dumb. Bro, it went from like... It was like 3 or 4. I'm like, all right, cool. This is probably where it's going to stay at.
Mm-hmm.
Then 4 to 8... 8 to 12, I was like, okay, whatever. 12 to 20, I'm like, all right. 20 to 29, I'm like,
what the fuck?
I was in the chat just chilling. I'm just trying to listen. I'm like, listen to what? This guy, I had to mute my mic. I'm like, yo, this is not what I signed up for.
Hey, you know what? The moment I realized, Dom, you actually had a platform was when we were in a room together. You left, and the chat and like people in the room just go, oh shit, Dom left. And then, cause when, I don't know if you noticed, Dom, but when you leave, shit, like, at least for 10 seconds, it kind of just gets awkward, cause you bring so much energy to the rooms. And then, like, you leave, and it's just like a bunch of monotone ass dudes talking.
You just be picking fights with everybody, bro.
Yeah, you pick fights with everybody, bro.
Cause I don't care. I'm there to debate, and if you say something I don't like, I could care less if you're a sports writer for the fucking NBA column or the New York Post or whoever you write for. I don't care who you are at this point. Like, we're here. You're an icon, a name, and an opinion. And if your icon is bland, your name is basic, and your opinion's trash, yes, I'm here. Yeah. Honestly, it didn't hit me until the Dom 2K and Rusty room. That's when it hit me. I was like, okay, this is a little different. Like, I went to Dom 2K room at first. Mind you, shout out Sage. Sage was just listening. So I got in there, listened for like 5 minutes. Everybody's just press conferencing Dom. I'm like, cool. I request to come up. He pulled me up. He pulled Sage up. I'm like, okay, so he's probably letting people come up. You know, I'm just, you know me, I'm waiting to hear anything. I just insert. I insert one time. All I hear is, oh shit, is that Dom 1K? I was like, huh? I was like, excuse me?
We haven't used that one in a while.
Dom 1K.
I heard like three or four, oh shit, what's up, Dom? I was like, oh shit, niggas know me in here? Oh shit. And then from there on, I was like, well, time to go ahead and put the energy into it. I was like, scoot over, Dom. There's another Dom here. You know, let's give the people what they want. Double Dom.
And I just want to, and I just want to set a disclaimer for the chat. Locker Room isn't paying us to say shit on the pod. Like, this is like genuine reviews and genuine feedback we have on the app, bro.
Oh, speaking of reviews,
you know what's crazy? I'm gonna break down to some sauce. Yeah, definitely leave some good reviews. Give y'all some sauce. TBH told us we should stop doing it as much as we should, and we're still doing it. That's how much we like it.
He's like, yo, don't endorse him like that. Like,
TBH is like, bro, he's like, bro, they're going to take advantage of y'all. You doing this shit. We're like, take advantage of us.
Yo, this dude dumb, bro.
Take advantage of
bruh, I ain't calling you Dom anymore, bro. That's not Dom behavior. Double entendre right there. You know what I'm saying? He said take advantage of us. All right, man. Well, I know for the people on Twitch, we are late for a reason. You know what I'm saying? If we wanted to, we really could have started at 10. However, there was this thing called the Super Bowl going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be honest. I just kind of put it on as like background shit as I was doing some Photoshop shit for Agent. But for the people, I'm assuming Justin and Dom, you guys watch.
He wasn't even watching.
I mean, I knew one. I watched the halftime show. It. But y'all take the floor, bro. I can't really analyze it too much.
What Justin, what's your opinion on it, Justin? How do you feel?
First off, that game was an absolute sleeper in the second half. But the first half was actually pretty interesting, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And it was not what I expected one bit. I don't think anyone in the whole world expected that.
Not at all.
I expected at the very least like a two score game. At the very least. They lost by, what was it? 22?
I don't even remember. I know it was what? 31-9 by the time I gave up watching. When I came in here, it was 31-9.
I think that is Patrick Mahomes' worst loss in 2 years, at least.
You know what's crazy? That's his worst loss, and I can't blame him for it. For one, his offensive line
it's not his fault.
Like he had to run for his life the entire game, and he still made amazing throws. He still put the effort in. So I'm not going to disrespect Mahomes.
He had some off throws, but the point is, even if he had made those throws, it wouldn't have made a difference in the game.
The pressure he had was tremendous. It was crazy. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh,
he was fucked from the start.
World. He was. Like, I don't think people realize that. It's the reason the Bucks blitz.
Six penalties?
Yeah, bro. There were so many flags on the dumbest of things.
In the first half alone.
It was so wild to me. So many holds. So many passing. It was like three pass interferences in a row. I was like, bro, what the fuck are we watching right now? This is the Super Bowl. This is not Pop Warner. This is not fucking high school state championship. This is the Super Bowl, bro. Let these niggas play.
The one call I didn't like was the one where the Chiefs got the interception, but they called the hold.
You think you think it should have been an interception?
That was one of the few bad ones, but there was a lot of motherfuckers saying, oh, the refs blew the game. Bro, stop. You could have taken away half those calls. Tom Brady still would have won.
From what I know about football and these two teams going into the game, I thought it was going to be a game where the Chiefs just come out like gunslinging and it would be the Bucks and Tom Brady trying to come back in the second half or some shit.
Actually, I mean, the Chiefs are like really well known for
coming back.
Even after the first half, I was like, dude, this is like,
it's not over. It's nowhere near over right now.
Even until the fourth quarter, I was like, it's not over.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, dude. I said it was over when Mahomes threw that pick in the second half. That first pick he threw in the second half, and I was like, yeah, it's over. This shit's a wrap because the just went and scored. And then it came out, Mahomes throws a pick. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I said Patriots. Yeah. Jesus, I hate Tom Brady.
The Patriots.
Fucking Buccaneers. Bro, I'm so used to
over 50%
Tom Brady
of the
and the
fans.
Patriots, bro. That's you know what I'm saying? That's one and two.
literally, he's the Michael Jordan of the Patriots. Like, literally, all of their rings, all six of their rings have come with him. Only difference is, he leaves when he's old and wins another ring. That nigga, Tom Brady's legit the GOAT. He has seven. More rings himself. Listen, he has more rings himself than teams have as like a franchise. Like,
he has more rings than every franchise.
Yeah, every franchise in the NFL has less rings than Tom Brady himself. That is wild. That's unheard of. That's Bill Russell shit.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what's crazy? The NFL, the whole way it's structured, is literally structured to be as dynamic as possible. There's only 16 games in a whole season, one a week, so every loss counts. And then in the playoffs, it's one game elimination. And this dude, he's made it to the Super Bowl, what, 10 times?
Made it to the Super Bowl the same amount of times LeBron's made it to the finals. That is insane.
That's what I'm saying. Like, put it in basketball terms, the closest thing would be college. And imagine if, let's just say Mike Krzyzewski, because he's the coach. Let's say Duke made it to the championship game in 7 out of, like, a 10-year span. Like, that's absolutely insane, bro. That's absolutely insane.
That man's the GOAT. He was already the GOAT. He's just adding to the fucking cake at this point. Like, he's adding extra icing. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And correct me if I'm wrong, but football is the sport where people question your your career span in the sport because of how physical it is. Like, isn't the average, like, career span just like 5 years?
It's like 3 to 6 between that range.
That's what I'm saying. And for Tom Brady to not be, like, even an athletic dude, he's not like an Aaron Rodgers, a Patrick Mahomes, a Lamar Jackson. For him to be doing this shit since literally I was born, since the year I was born, still killing it, bro. I'm pretty sure he's, like, just a couple years younger than my dad. It's fucking insane.
He said he's trying to play till he's 45. It's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Now, does he have a contract for next year? Because he signed a one-year deal. Or was it a one-year?
No, it was a two-year option. I thought it was a two-year.
I thought it was a one-year and an option. But
I thought they gave him like a two-year, $50 million deal. So he got like 25 2 years. So he's not getting $50 million for 1 year. Yeah, I could be wrong too. Don't get me wrong. Look, football is my favorite sport. Chat.
Is it
one or two?
Three or two.
Three?
Someone
said three. He's
no way he signed a
3-year
deal.
It was a 2-year, $50
million
contract.
I'm going to say it was a 2-year, $50 million. But shit, he might as well be on a 3-year deal. He just won a damn Super Bowl his first year on a new team. Like, shit, why not?
That's insane, bro. First year.
That is insane.
First year on a new team, 43 years old, bro. Oh,
Everyone called you a system quarterback your entire career. That was the one slight. You can't do without Belichick. And I can't even lie. He exceeded my expectations. My shit was just get to the playoffs. And you're not a system. This nigga said, man, playoffs. Big sevens.
That's what I'm saying. Like, early in the season, again, I just kind of listened to what the narratives are. Yeah, people
said no chance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People just wanted them to make the playoffs. And if they made it to the second round, I'm like, that's enough for Tom Brady to prove that Tom Brady isn't a system quarterback. This motherfucker said, yo, let me win this shit real quick. You know what I'm saying? That's just insane. Now, let's move on to.
Did you see that commercial?
Go ahead. What were you about to say?
I was about to say, did you see the fucking Tom Brady and Gronk commercial for Verizon? Whatever, like, oh man, that shit was so crazy. That's when I kind of knew the niggas was gonna win. I'm like, yeah, these niggas got commercial for Brady winning.
You can't air that and then lose.
You can't air that mid game then lose. Motherfucker was like, it had him FaceTiming Gronk, and Gronk's like, yeah, man, fuck it, man, just retire. You know, just come down, walk on the nice soft sand beaches down here in Florida. I'll just come in and join you. And on Tom Brady's in his choppy, all he heard was, if you retire, you're soft. Come back one more. I'll come with you. And then he's like, Gronk's coming with me. And then Gronk was on the couch. I'm retiring from retirement? Damn, where are my football pants? Like, damn, these niggas know they were going to win.
I didn't see that commercial. The only Gronk commercial I've seen the past like month or so is that Manscaped commercial. with Gronk and his wife, bro. Yo, those Manscaped commercials. Manscaped don't care. That's the one thing I like about Manscaped, bro. You can make like whatever jokes you want, obviously within reason. But you know, they're one of the less PC brands out there.
I mean, it's a razor for your balls, you know. Like, yeah. You kind of have to be, you know, light with the jokes.
Kind of be out there.
Yeah,
you can't be serious.
Their slogan is literally, "Your balls will thank you."
They know what they're doing.
That's what I'm saying. So how did y'all feel about the Super Bowl ads this year?
I didn't really watch many of that.
They were pretty weak. I ain't gonna lie to you. No cap, they were like 4 out of 10 this year.
I can't think of a notable one.
My girl showed me one with Drake. Drake from State Farm.
Drake from State
Farm. That's the only notable one. That's the only one people were able to like. That's the only one that hit the internet and went crazy. Drake from State Farm. And that's because it's fucking Drake. Like, what are you?
Yeah, he didn't have to do anything, bro.
He did. It was pretty funny though how they had all the fucked up stand-ins, and then this nigga Jake got Drake. I'm like, they know what they were doing. That was funny. Drake from State Farm is actually a thing now.
So what did y'all feel about the whole setup of the Super Bowl? Like, was it 25,000 in the stadium and like 35,000 cutouts? And you actually had to pay to get like a cutout of yourself in it. It was like $100, but then you were entered into a raffle to I think it's 2 tickets to next year's Super Bowl. So I guess that's pretty cool. But how did y'all feel about the whole setup?
I didn't really care. I was used to it already. When I found that out with soccer, that they were paying to have their cutouts in the stadium. So I'm like, whatever they want to do at this point, just don't spread COVID.
If people will pay, why not? I thought it was packed when it first started.
I was about to say, like, what the fuck?
I was like, this is not safe. And then I realized most of it's cutouts. I was like,
bro, honestly, I tweeted about this. This feels like the first sports event since everything like was on shutdown, that feels like a sports event, like not just like motherfuckers in an empty ass arena.
Because it looked full, it sounded full, even though it wasn't. Like, it was easily like fooled like most viewers, even if you knew it, like it wasn't full.
Yeah, and you can see even with just the cutouts and like 25,000 people in there, you can tell that having fans in an arena just brings a different type of pressure that you just can't replicate. So, and I get it, going back to the NBA when people criticize the bubble ring. I don't really care because everyone had the same circumstances. But, you know, I get the argument people have with it. Like Donovan Mitchell dropping 57 in the first round. Shout out to Donovan Mitchell. I honestly don't think he would have done that if there were fans. But
why not?
I don't know, bro. It's just a gut feeling.
He's got the nerve. Shit. He's got the nerve.
Like, so he's proven. Gut feeling, he's proven, but
He's proven, but he's not proven to give you 50. Donovan, you hear this? Not only Shaq can not be so
slander,
bro. Fuel to the fire. Fuel to the fire.
Hey,
bro.
Go ahead, bro. I'm a big D Mitch fan. Go ahead and drop 60, bro.
It's always your fans telling you what you can't do, D Mitch. It's crazy. It's always niggas. It's like they like your game telling you what you can't do. It's wild, bro. It's wild. I believe.
Do it again. Do it again.
That, I dare you. Do it again.
Game, you would have did that in a packed arena, in an empty arena, in an AAU gym. You would have did that any time, bro. 50 points is easy for Donovan Mitchell. Beast on the other hand, bro, he literally knocked out an MVP with fucking 2 sidekicks his rookie year. Put respect on D Mitch's name, bro. Literally, Gordon Hayward leaves. They need a star in
bro, out of every fucking NBA YouTuber, I've respected Donovan Mitchell way more than anyone, bro. I swear to God, the last 2 years, I've been campaigning that Donovan Mitchell is arguably better than Devin Booker. Everyone's like, man, he just don't got that post game. He just don't got that it factor like Devin Booker. I don't give a damn, bro. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Post game. His post game for a guard, man. It's not there. Like, bro,
his bag just isn't as deep as Devin Booker. I'm like, yo,
that is the weakest, most generic, casual argument. When you're talking about two offensive players, I mean, you know, they numbers might be the same, but his bag,
that bag is just deeper. He just got so much more moves. Oh, he should.
Like, they both give you 25. They both give you 25. But Donovan Mitchell, he's only going to lay it up and dunk it. Book, that bag is so deep. He's giving it. He's giving you that 25 in like eight different ways, bro. It's crazy. Like, bro, what are you
D Book, he's going to go Hezo through the legs, one dribble, step back, pump fake, and one.
It's too boring, bro.
Every time. Hezo Mello with a twist. Every time, bro. His game is too nice.
Shout out to D-Bit.
Shout out to D-Bit.
No, I wasn't even going to say D-Mitch. I was going to say Devin Booker. I was going to say shout out to Devin Booker, bro. D-Mitch.
Someone clip that. Someone clip that,
Judge.
Clip it.
Yo, I've been respecting him since day one.
It's facts. I have more respect for him than any other NBA YouTuber. All right, man. Shout out D-Mitch.
Yeah, yo.
Oh my god.
Holy shit, bro. Anyways, I was gonna say shout out Devin Booker. But I'm just saying D Mitch is on his level. I don't know why people keep on denying D Mitch that status.
I honestly can't pick one. It really comes down to the fit of the team if I had to pick one.
You know what's crazy? The narrative now is that D. Mitch has been the best player on the Jazz for the last 3 years. But every time we bring up D. Mitch over Rudy Gobert, everyone be like, man, I don't know, man. Rudy Gobert defensively just brings so much to the team. I'm like, all right, bro. Score 20 stupid on offense.
Facts. Give me an efficient post move, my nigga, then I'll consider you.
Oh, back to the post moves. Back to the post moves.
He's a center. It's different. Fucking Baguette Biyombo out here.
That is the funniest nickname for Rudy Gobert, bro. I swear to God.
Yeah, shout out Jay Smooth, man. Shout out Jay Smooth. Shout out Go Bells.
Last thing about the Super Bowl, bro. How did y'all feel about that halftime show, man? The Weeknd.
Bro.
Man, I loved it.
I did too. No lie. I loved it. I love the fact he only performed like one or two songs off After Hours because he knew, like, you know what? I got to actually show out. Yeah. So I got to actually play hits.
We don't want everyone to be sad.
Facts. I will say this, though. Funny story. So watching the halftime show, watching it with a bunch of my older roommates. So we sitting there, and my uncle's here. So my uncle's like, I'm like, yo, Weeknd's the GOAT. I'm like, yo, the Weeknd's definitely up there. He's like, Weeknd's the GOAT. The GOAT. Man, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know music, blah, blah, right? Talking all that big shit, right? Weeknd get the performance songs. We like two songs in. Oh, he made this? Oh, I like this. I was singing this on the radio. Singing the song. Next song play. Oh, he made this? Oh, singing a song. Next song play. Oh, he made this? So I'm like, oh, so he's not the GOAT. But you know all his songs. Okay.
Bro singing Call Out My Name.
Out here singing every single song, but talking shit. I'm like, all right, bro.
He said, what y'all know about that Brian McKnight? Man, fuck out of here, bro.
Nah, man, my uncle's a New York dude, bro. Talking about some fucking listen, Fabulous.
That's his R&B? Fabulous is R&B?
Fabulous. I'm like, what? He's like, bro, Fab is the most
Fabulous versus
rapper.
The Weeknd.
Bro. Their most R&B dude right now is Pop Smoke, bro.
Bro, I'm like,
that's fat.
Listen, we was talking about New York rapper. I'm thinking about to say like some semi-relevant New York rapper because fucking French Montana was playing. Yeah. He was like, man, yeah, that's New York rapper. I'm like, oh my God, French he Montana, with the hoodie. Seriously? I'm thinking he about to say somebody cool at least or something because I was trolling and playing 6ix9ine. So I thought he was about to say something. He said, yeah, man, you already know, man. You know, Jada Kiss and Fabulous.
Jada Kiss and Fabulous.
That 2004 long white tee shit out my ear, man. I try to listen to that, man.
Ray Robbie, listen to Pump It Up going to your house, bro.
I would not be surprised. Nah, I ain't gonna do my uncle like that. He ain't listen to fucking bum ass Joe Budden. Shout out Joe Budden podcast, though.
Yeah, we gotta separate Joe Budden the rapper and Joe Budden the podcast. Because Joe Budden as a podcaster, bro, that man is a GOAT. But as a rapper, could use some improvement. Yeah, man. They went to they moved to Patreon last week, which is honestly why we had that conversation as well. I'm like, okay. See a lot
of these. They moved to Patreon?
Okay, not moved to Patreon. But they're doing a lot of shit with Patreon. And I think Joe Budden's like the head of creator something over there. Like he has a higher position.
Director.
Yeah, like creator, director.
Wow. So he fucking pitched a fit everywhere he tried to go until he got equity in a brand that let him. You know what?
He might be on salary.
I know B-So's like.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Let's have the conversation. Let's have the conversation, bro.
No. All right, so did you hear the DJ Academic situation with Complex? Did you hear about that?
Is it a recent news thing? I don't think so.
It's not a recent news thing. It's not a recent news thing because Act talked about it like a little bit ago. But basically what he was saying was the reason Joe like really fell out is because, well, he basically tells a story on how when the deals were to be made and shit like that and it was putting up new contracts, and his contract, he wanted basically his money, half of Academic's money, and equity in fucking Complex, like a position of Complex, whatever it was with Complex. Yes, he wanted half of what DJ Academics was making. He wanted Axe money added to his contract. This is what Academics was saying. Again, you can go back and look at that stream where he really addressed everything, so you can pick everything up from his words, from his mouth. But I'm just a third party source telling you what I heard very drunkenly, I might add. But yeah, he wanted a good like 25% of Axe and some shit like that. And he wanted equity in the Complex. I heard that. I was like, yeah, this nigga Joe Budden's a snake, whatever. Fast forward to the Spotify deals. If we had to be honest, whose podcast is better? Bigger? Joe Budden or Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan.
So why does Joe Budden think he deserves to get the same bag or bigger than Joe Rogan?
Honestly, I think what he's saying with that is that even Joe Rogan might be undervalued. That's his whole thing.
I mean, but at the end of the day, Joe Rogan's not giving up his podcast. He's just putting everything on their platform exclusively. But his clips are still going to YouTube. Like, Joe Rogan explained why he did the deal. He was like, I mean, it's easy money, and I'm not really doing anything to jeopardize what I'm doing. So, is it really being undervalued? Like, come on. Like, all they're paying for is for him to be on Spotify. How are you undervaluing that? They're not taking anything from Rogan's bag. I mean, he's not going on YouTube anymore, but okay, cool. You're paying me $2 million or however much he paid. I don't know the amount, but however much they paid Joe Rogan, you're paying me this to just be on here. I can still keep my name, still keep my brand, and I still can post the clips on YouTube. Bad. Easy.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan wanted that. He wanted the same. Again, he wanted the bag, at least the bag that Joe Rogan was getting, or more. Why do you think you deserve that if you're not as big? That's like us going to fucking House of Highlights and be like, you know what? We know we got a little lit community. So if we want to be on here, we at least deserve what Kenny making. Through the Wire Boys, we ain't that bad.
It's not like, that much of a difference.
No, because, okay, so
is.
I think.
It really is, Justin. It really is.
I think Joe Budden, because Joe Budden obviously comes from the music industry. So he's big on owning your masters. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you don't have your masters, your shit can get fucked up. Dumb. What's that face for,
this
bro?
This is a podcast.
Telling me a rapper from the early 2000s, when all of their masters was getting raped from them, now he concerned about his masters for his podcast?
Yeah.
It's a new era.
What the hell?
He wasn't losing his masters. So were you reading?
Yes, he was. If he signed with Spotify, Spotify would have owned all of Joe Budden, the JBP. They would have owned it.
So like why didn't he negotiate how Joe Rogan did?
How did Joe Rogan renegotiate?
Because he's not tarnishing the brand. It's just you're posting on Spotify. You can still post on other avenues and stuff like that. Well, it's different because Joe Rogan isn't solely just a podcaster. He still has other shit he does. At this point, Joe Budden knows he ain't shit when it comes to rapping, so he really relies on podcasts. Yeah, you're right. It's different. My bad. I'm overlooking it. Yeah. It is different.
Yeah,
it's different.
Joe Budden, I think he's just big on equity.
Yeah.
That's why he's working with Patreon as well, because Patreon, they don't, like, you own, like, when you, okay, so for the people who don't know, if you sub on Twitch right now, if you want to, go ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, just try it out.
Twitch takes 50% of that, and we get 250 mm-hmm. or 50% back, which is $2.50. On Patreon, number one, you get to customize how much people have to pay. You can set up like a dollar mm-hmm. tier. You know what I'm saying? Just a, you know, thank you from the fans type shit. You can set it up at $7, $5. You can have a $25 mm-hmm. tier plan. But depending on the plan that you choose on Patreon, the plan you choose on Patreon, Patreon either takes 5% of that revenue, 7% mm-hmm. or 12%. And the higher that goes,
max 12.
Yeah, max 12, which is still, was it 38 less than what Twitch does. Yeah. And you're not exclusive to Patreon. You can still redistribute it everywhere. So again, I think it was just a good fit for what Joe Budden's trying to do as well. Cause his whole thing is like, he just wants to set like the precedents for future podcasts and shit like that. But you know,
I feel you. Like I said, when I look at it from a different lens of the two people I was comparing, it makes a lot more sense to why he didn't do it. Like I said, I redact my prior statements. I was wrong. But I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out T Joe.
Now we talking about the Patreon stuff. Maybe we should do a poll and see if the people would actually be like willing. Like, would they be interested in that?
Yeah, we. Let me know, chat, if y'all are interested in the Patreon. We've been having those discussions as well. It's just we're kind of figuring out what we can do on Patreon as additional content.
What would you want on Patreon?
What tier? Yeah, what were some tiers you guys would like? Because I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with the Patreon tiers list. It's been a while for
$50 for a Dom tier. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. $50
for the Dom shit tier. He posted on Pornhub. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? If you really want it.
Hey man, exclusive OnlyFans content from Damo. You paid $50 for that tier.
Premium.
That is, yeah.
Premium content.
Real quick, shout out to CMV for the gifted. Shout out to TGO for the sub as well.
TGO. I just called him TJO.
TJ. Yeah, I'm about to say this man really said TJO. But yeah, no, Patreon is something we've been looking into, and I'm gonna be honest. Shout out to Twitch and everyone in here. But the way Twitch has been as a platform is looking sus, bro. I ain't gonna lie. From a lot of fronts.
We're
you know what?
Troubles.
Fuck it. It's not even troubles. It's just like, should we support a platform like this type shit? Cause
again, no, I'm gonna lie to you, man.
Go ahead.
No. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Cause for the people who don't know, Twitch again. Like I said, they take for every sub, they take 50% of that revenue. Compared to other platforms,
please,
where it could be lower. It could be bro. I was watching the video, and apparently Pornhub takes 20% instead of like 50 or whatever.
We should be streaming on Pornhub. What are we doing?
Yeah, that's really the platform.
Fuck ass naked,
yo, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. We could really, if we streamed on Pornhub, we could literally do whatever the fuck we wanted on there while we streamed. Like that is crazy to think of. I just thought about something we could do for the. You know what?
No.
Stop, bro.
I'm brewing up ideas now, bro. I'm about to be a content creator on Pornhub, and it's not even gonna be for porn. I'm gonna be doing everything else.
Dom, I ain't gonna lie, everything, bro. Before I talk about Twitch again, I've been thinking about that, bro. What if someone just goes on Pornhub and just starts gaming and actually kills it and just dominates a whole ass.
Bro, like gaming, but there's people that post gaming shit on Pornhub, but like it's a lot of people that do that. But it's if like they go on there. Though. But they're like, yes, like a meme. But if you go in there and you actually dominate it and you're just like blatant, you can just be blatantly like, this can be like early internet YouTube days, like 2012, 2013 YouTube.
Yeah.
Like with the tolerance of like, yeah, you can really say whatever. You can be.
To an extent.
Let me stop. To an extent.
You say something bad, you'll still get some
Yeah, I got to bring it back.
Let's just put it this way, bro. Let's say you have a sub goal and you reach it, right? You can literally do whatever you like.
Yo, let's just say the sub goal is 100, right?
Right, right.
And at 100, you know, make a special collab with another creator on the site, you know. 100 collabs special.
Yo. Hey, yo, hop on Discord real quick, Coach.
We just, you know, you just let me. Reach this sub goal. We'll have whoever come out with their big old titties for y'all.
Let me switch scenes real quick.
Bruh, no cap. Chat. Let me ask.
If you can do this, Dom. I ain't. Bro, I'm relating this, so let's keep it a buck. Sorry.
I'm being dead serious. Me dead serious. Chat, if I was to actually go on the hub and stream and just do wild shit, would you guys watch it? Like,
I ain't gonna watch. I'm gonna tell you right now, as a man, I ain't gonna watch my co-host jack off.
Bro. No. I'm not saying. No.
As long as I don't see anything below your waist.
I don't mean that. I didn't mean that type of wild, bro. I meant like, all right. So say like.
I'm just saying, let me set that right now, bro. I'm not going to be on those streams, Dom.
As a man, I'm not about to watch my co-host. That's the first thing he thinks of. I'm not about to watch my co-host. No, man.
After that.
I'm saying, like, what if I was to go on there and
you said
like,
live stream on Pornhub?
What the fuck? Yeah, live stream on Pornhub. Not me doing porn. Like, live stream just being stupid on Pornhub. Like, prank calling the KKK. Would you guys support prank the KKK live stream on Pornhub?
What the fuck? This man, yes. Beef Alache, yes. Said, I'm not saying I'll watch it, but I'll watch it.
I gotta turn on my private. Right?
I'm not saying I'll watch it, but it'll be on. It'll be on in the background.
I'll be like, looking at my eyes.
But nah, that ass though, like Pornhub, they only take 20% of your revenue, which is insane.
And discoverability?
Hey.
It's only thing above it is TikTok, but it's probably in the same room as TikTok when it comes to discoverability.
But you know what's crazy? Pornhub is killing it so much without like a mobile app. And that's just because like the app store won't let them have one.
They don't have a mobile
app? They used to have one. They don't have one anymore.
They don't? They can't. They used to? What the hell?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they had one before.
They're like what year
back
was
in the day? It was early. It was early. It was early in the app game.
Don't doubt.
When Temple Run and Angry Birds was running the game.
We talking like iPhone 2 days. iPhone 2, like the third iPhone.
You know there
days.
Was an iPhone 2.
Yeah, it was back when it was looking like the iPod, the original the
iPhone 3G.
Shout out
the first iPod Touch.
Wasn't there a phone called the iPhone 3G when like 3G was a big thing?
Yeah. It went from the OG iPhone, and then it went to the iPhone 3G, and then the iPhone 4 came out. They just skipped 3 and 4, or the 2 and 3.
They skipped 9, too.
Okay, but let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. I was talking about Twitch, right? So Twitch, for the people who don't know, the past couple of weeks, we've been having conversations of like, A, is this the best platform for us? And B, is this a platform that we really should be supporting? Because number one, like we said, if you give a sub, they take 50% of that cut. Also, if you give out bits, they take 30% of that cut. And in terms of CPMs, for on YouTube, if you guys don't know, it's dynamic. So if it's December, CPMs are high. Every creator CPMs will go high. Depending on the topic of your video, your CPM can go high as well. So it's kind of up to you what kind of CPM. Well, not really, but you have, it's more dynamic.
It's not up to you.
Yeah, it's not up to you, but you have a little bit more control. It's a little bit dynamic. It's not a stable CPM, which has its pros and cons. On Twitch, however, it's a stable CPM for everyone. So let's say, in December, the CPM for Twitch, the company, the way they're selling it is like $30, $30 CPM. Creators, this is all hypothetical. I don't know what it actually is. But no matter what type of creator you are, how big of a platform you have on this platform, it's going to be like at $5 flat. Like it can't go up, can't go down, which is tough. You know, YouTube relies on this idea that if the CPM is high for the company, then the creators should get more of that as well. Twitch is not that type of company. Yeah, so because of that, we've just been thinking, I'm like, maybe we should go back to Patreon, or not go back, but, you know, look at Patreon a little bit more.
Try some things out.
Try some things out. But, you know, that's it. That's pretty much it. Dom, Justin, if y'all have anything to say.
I mean, my problems with Twitch, you know, Biso's looking at it from the back end, you know, the analytical side. My problem with Twitch is straight in the forefront in your face, these mods. And I hope one of you see
that as well.
These are the biggest S words that they've not allowed us to say because we've kept calling them this S word for the longest. This site is sexist and it's not even fair. Like, men, we have it so bad on this site. We get no leeway. We get no warnings. They do stuff to male creators on this site without even telling us half the time. But when women do it, or when women do anything, it's a slap on the wrist because they got cleavage. I got cleavage, but you don't want to see my cleavage. We'll get banned.
That's
but
then
one of these other...
Anyways, keep going.
Sit down.
You know, he does so much. He said, that's porno. But bro, like, that shit's crazy. Like, Twitch is ass backwards.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Just look it up. I don't watch Twitch ever, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, like, look it up. Like, it's been plenty of... Well, I'm going to just say, you can watch it on, like, Drama Alert or Scarce. They talk about it the most, like, most cases of just Twitch being unfair and leaning towards women creators. Like, they allow women...
Like, for punishments? To come on.
Okay. I'm gonna give you a more specific example. I believe a couple months ago, I forgot who it was, but someone mentioned how their friend got banned on Twitch because they were watching like a YouTube, TikTok compilation or some shit, and some guy's titties were on the screen, right?
Guys?
Yeah, some, like, you know, it was, I don't know, some fat dude just shaking his titties or some shit. I don't know.
How do you
take your man breasts?
So
do you have to be fat for it to get banned for it? Or if I just took out my titties right now, is that...
It's against... Yes,
you
would. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had... Because you have nipples.
It was either nipples. Something like that, or it was just like
boy.
A...
boy.
What? I'm a boy.
I'm a boy.
Like, I couldn't...
Justin.
He was so... I'm a boy.
Anyways, it was either that or like some random name. I don't know. So it was something along those lines. And that dude got banned indefinitely, I think. It was something like that. And then a couple months ago, there was another case where this girl, I kid you not, stripped in front of a stream, turned her ass around, bent over, and showed the whole chat... Her cheeks.
Everything.
That is
not just cheeks. Not just cheeks.
Everything.
She spread it nipples? Wide open. Winked. I said,
okay. Oh. Now, given that, Justin, how much of a ban do you think that person should have got?
I think she should have.
She should have got. First, let's start nipples? With that.
Was there nipples?
Bro, it was her. She showed her whole kitty.
She showed her fucking.
Yeah, but she didn't show her nipples. Cat. That's what's illegal. But she,
that's too right. But seriously, given what I just said,
no.
How long should that ban should be? How long should that ban be?
Personally, I don't think you should get banned for showing anything as long as there's an age restriction on it. But
there wasn't.
Just
but compared to the other one, that should be an indefinite ban as well. If the other one should be indefinite, that should be indefinite.
Okay. So that's what you think she should have gotten. Now, let me ask you, what do you think she actually got?
I'm going to say 2 months.
2 months, chat. 2 months. Well, Justin, the answer is 3 days.
Oh, bro, she's down bad. What did she do?
3 days.
What's she going to do?
It's not just her. It's not just, bro. Every female creator is like that. Let's not even talk
about
it.
Was there like a public announcement after that? Like, yo, we fucked up?
I don't even know.
Nope, we didn't mess up. That's what it is.
I don't even know. But she is unbanned on Twitch. And even like with the partner program, this man, YRG, Justin probably doesn't know, but Dom does. YRG, 5,000 concurrent views a stream type shit for like the last year or so. still not partnered on Twitch. Mind you, the minimum for you to apply to be a partner is 75 average concurrent, which we were really close to at one point. Never, he still isn't a partner. So
5,000?
Like 5,000 concurrent. Most streams. Sometimes it goes up to 10,000, 15,000. It depends. He's applied like 6 times and he's gotten denied every single time on some JK
round. Well, you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because he's black. Oh, they're racist. That's all it is. I didn't even know. They're just racist. They're racist. That's all it is. That's what it boils down to at that point.
Was the nipple blatant... dude black?
That... No. I don't know.
But no. All jokes aside, Twitch is just sexist. Like, no cap, this is a sexist site.
It's not. I'm not saying it's a sexist site.
It's just the moderators, just... the mods for Twitch, like the actual Twitch mods, mm-hmm. whatever. All the words you want to say about them, they banned. That is wild to me. That's another thing. They're so freaking sexist. They're so spineless. They're spineless jellyfish. Yeah, you ain't banned spineless jellyfish.
It's not that they're doing it because of the sex of the person. It's doing it because of the amount of money, right?
No, they're doing it because literally there's
because
women
the girls are making more money.
No, there's girls that are making way less money than males.
Okay, maybe they just straight
that are treated way better. Exactly. I don't know. They're sense. I'm sorry. If we get banned, they're sense.
Yeah, we're about to get banned.
We're going to be forced to do a Patreon at this point.
Bro, anyways, they literally go to like the Twitch parties, and these girls literally walk up and just brush up on these Twitch mods, and they got a full whole year of God mode on Twitch now. Like, it's so weak. It really is. It is the weakest thing in the world. Twitch, you're a terrible site for having this and allowing this to go for as long as it's going on and not address it, not acknowledge it, not fix it. I really hope there's a competitor like Mixer was trying to do and yank everybody off this bitch. How Facebook's trying to do, how YouTube's trying to do, and yank everybody off this bitch, because this shit is really not worth it for males. You might as well turn this shit into gaming cam soda, bro. This shit's stupid.
But building off of that, y'all remember everything like about the DMCA a couple months ago? And motherfuckers were deleting VODs and shit off their channel, which, mind you, apparently, they don't permanently delete on their end. So, for some reason, whether you're a partner or an affiliate, VODs only stay on your channel for up to 60 days. And after that, they just delete it so no one can watch it again. And you would think as a creator, it's like, okay, it's gone forever type shit. But no, they actually have every live stream you recorded in the back end. And they could ban. They can look at those and ban you for shit, which is insane. And on the surface level as well, on an everyday basis, the DMCA shit is extremely inconsistent. I be going on streams and motherfuckers playing Drake in the background, Lil Baby in the background, and then you have this other dude that's afraid of getting a DMCA strike, so he's playing stream beats and shit like that. And shout out to Harris Heller, who does all the stream beats and stuff for everyone, giving everyone copyright free music. But it's just so inconsistent, because obviously, as a viewer, you're gonna want to hear you would prefer to hear music that you actually know on a regular basis, shit that you listen to. So in a sense, like, people have an unfair advantage because of this inconsistency that's going on. But yeah, Twitch as a platform is just, and also I haven't even talked about like discoverability. They have made no changes whatsoever to discoverability. Bruh. It's insane.
And they're not going to.
They're not going to. I don't know the last Twitch streamer in chat. Let me know if there is one. I don't know the last streamer that straight up started on Twitch and just blew up on Twitch without posting on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I don't know a streamer that's actually grown on this platform organically.
No. I will say this. Yeah, Twitch doesn't have discoverability, but people from Twitch have used like other networks to funnel in traffic to their Twitch. But it's because of their Twitch streams that they got the content. Like, my first person I think of is Ninja, because what was Ninja doing before? Whatever. He was like a pro fucking League of Legends player.
Okay, yeah. Like unless you have connections already. Like, if you know fucking Pokimane, and you're like, yo, I'm going to start streaming. Can I be in your streams one time? You can shout me out and I'll go from there. If you have a connection like that, cool. But if you're just regular old Joe 16 years old, 18 years old in high school trying to grow on just Twitch because you just love streaming, period. You cannot grow on this platform. Simple as that. You can't. Alone. You can't. No. It's not like on TikTok or YouTube or Twitter where one tweet can blow up and you can snowball. You can't make a snowball on Twitch. It's just not possible.
Unless you're like the top in the category. How did you get there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at that, I will say this for Twitch, just because I've used Twitch for so long, I don't think Twitch was built for discoverability. I think Twitch was built as an access for people themselves to broadcast their gaming moments, like broadcast them gaming. And when you look at it from that lens, what is it my job to make you more discoverable for? My purpose was to give you a platform to stream to people. Get the fucking people, motherfucker. Like, you're selling yourself. It's not my job to put people onto you. My platform's not built for that. If it's that lens you're looking at it from, then I can't be mad. But coming from the world of YouTube, Twitter, and everything else, and with a TikTok coming up and booming because it's so discoverable, I can understand why you'll be like, all right, bro, like, you gotta at least be a competitor. Like, you gotta be at least competitive with other sites and other forms of social media if you expect people to grow on here. So, you know, double end of story.
Yeah. But I did not expect to go in on Twitch like that this episode.
Yeah, bro, Twitch about to make this decision for us pretty soon.
Bitch, you said you wanted a Patreon? Go ahead. Do it.
We about to look in the group chat after work one day. Bezo's going to be like, yeah, we got to have a meeting real quick. Quick meeting at 7:30.
Team meeting. When are y'all free?
Honestly, all of this information I learned is from this streamer on Twitch. And he has like 137K. He's partnered. But he has a YouTube channel where he just posts like his recordings and shit. And that's where I got all the information. Yeah. But
you really have to have something else you're doing to make it on Twitch. It's crazy. I seen this one dude on TikTok. He was literally like, because you know TikTok just made it to where you can go live, right?
Yeah.
So he was using, because he's big on TikTok. So he goes live on his profile, and all it is him in the green screen thing with the shit saying live on Twitch right now at whatever, and it has a link to his Twitch, and he's just like, he has his phone set up on a charger, and he's just playing the game on a headset for the fucking Twitch stream. Just looking at his phone like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, come over on Twitch and party with us, bro. What's up? Just come over here and just hit the link. Yeah. I'm like, bro, are you fucking serious? Like, that's, hey, bro, okay, hey, if I get to that point, I'm definitely doing the same thing. I was like, yo, I'm gonna tell you after stream what I'm about to start doing, but yeah,
on TikTok
I'm about to fuck the game up. No, not on. I'm gonna tell you after stream what I'm about to start doing, bro. I'm about to fuck the game up. Bezos, I think I cracked the code. You're gonna like this.
Someone steal his idea.
I'm not about to. I'm not gonna reveal the sauce on stream, bro. You're not gonna get me
fucked up about the
fireball.
Is
not that strong, bro. Fireball is not that strong. I'm not fucking up the sauce like
so
that.
So, like, any nipple whatsoever is a ban.
Yes. He's still on that. Justin's still on.
What if I'm just chilling? It's a summer day. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna play some video games.
It's against terms of service.
Just in my shorts.
That really hit him. That really hit him in the wrong way. He's like, bro, I really was hoping to come in this bitch with my shirt off this summer. These abs I've been working on.
I've been working out, you know. No, but they stream like sports on here, right?
Sit-ups.
Yes.
Occasionally. If they want to grow in sports, bro, what if ESPN, the Ocho's on here one day and they got swimming? ESPN's just banned? Like,
the thing is, they do streams about wrestling.
Yeah, what? What if you want
and
to
they
watch
don't,
wrestling?
Yeah,
you
I'm know? About to say, but what's I don't know. Again, Justin, it's inconsistent. That's
the whole problem.
It is so fucking
that's
inconsistent. Because it could be literally one frame of you just... like, if you're watching TikTok and you're not on your For You page, I actually did this because one time I was testing out, you know, just watching my For You page with the chat and shit. This is one time, just some little Terrio looking ass kid comes on screen, shakes his fucking titties, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go to the next one. And the chat just goes, yeah, Bezos getting banned. And then I looked it up after, I'm like, yeah, it actually is against terms of service. But then
what's
again,
the wording?
the wording. I'm gonna have to. I'll show it's you after.
Just straight up, like no nipples.
Yeah.
Allowed.
Not that straightforward, but something.
No
that,
male nipples.
You know the message is no nipples, man.
But badge is fine. Hey, okay.
It's just fucking crazy, bro. It's crazy.
I'm not fucking with that, man.
Yeah, bro. That's the problem.
Free the nip.
Patreon, yeah. Here we come.
So Joe I don't. Button,
we behind you.
I don't. That's again, my biggest concern. I just don't know, chat. If it's Twitch, if Twitch is a platform, we should promote and support. But that is all.
I'm just saying, chat. If we went to Patreon, you know, we could just still drop the videos on YouTube. So, you know, and then Patreon, yeah, you know, you just pay $1, just a dollar tier to get the episode. You know, you're down with the cause. You know, you're a bucketeer.
Bucketeer.
A bucketeer with the Let's Keep It a Buck squad, bro. That's the tier one.
A sub. Buccaneer.
You know, ten,
Big Seven.
You know, $10, you might become a Discord link. You know, a moderator in the Discord. Not a moderator in Discord. That's wild. But something on the you're invited to the Minecraft server. Shout out to Let's Keep It About Minecraft server. Y'all thought I forgot.
We got a Minecraft server.
Apparently.
Yeah, we got a Minecraft server. $10, you in the Minecraft server. And we definitely lit in the Minecraft server.
Yeah, that's dude. I'll Venmo you. I'm trying to get in that Minecraft server.
just saying.
Yeah, we got a Minecraft server. I've never played Minecraft, but it's bro, looking pretty lit, bro.
Mobile. I have it on mobile, bro.
Dom plays Minecraft on mobile.
For the Let's Keep It a Buck server, yeah, bro. For the server, yeah, I'm in there.
People be asking, yo, should I play Java or Windows Minecraft? Man, if you don't get the iOS version.
iOS, baby.
Are you excited? iOS is the way.
This dude right here, bro. I don't want to bag on Twitch anymore. What y'all think about?
Yeah.
What y'all think about Lil Uzi's diamond?
Bro, that shit's so stupid, bro. Oh my god. Like Uzi, I love you. You're the GOAT, but that shit is so fucking stupid. And I hope that bleeding shit and it's really risky. Like, I hope that shit's fake. Like I was seeing that. I hope that shit's fake.
I was trying to look for the post. Did he delete it?
Yeah, it either got banned or he deleted it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That so shit violent. Is just...
No, he said that picture was like right after he got it. So that was probably to be expected. I mean, they did drill a hole in his forehead. It's going to bleed a little bit. I mean, it wasn't too bad.
I thought I knew, I knew Lil Uzi's like a weird dude. You know what I'm saying? He's out there. But like, even that for Lil Uzi is fucking wild, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Bro, I am not fucking with Lil Uzi Vision, bro. I don't care what y'all saying. I'm not fucking with Lil Uzi Vision. It is not the wave. Hey, listen, I'm with Sauce Walker. You can put it like how he did his. If he was only a cheek, like off to the side or something,
right.
Smaller, cool. He put a fat diamond.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Of his forehead. I'm like, bro, what the He really that's some shit Soul Illuminati would do. Like that's some Soul Illuminati extremely turned up shit. Like,
you know what? Even if he put a diamond
by force.
Even like, if he put a diamond on his forehead, if it was just like small, that would have been cool. Or you know, it's Lil Uzi's body. I don't care what the fuck he does. It's his, but it's just so big. Pause, bro. But that shit is just so big.
It is, and it's in the middle of his. I'm like, bro, why would you put it in the middle of? It's right here, big as fuck. Like,
I saw a TikTok.
You should have put an LED in it.
An LED.
LED in it made it glow.
Yo, like Bluetooth to his phone, he can change the colors.
He said, "Hold on one second, I'm pairing."
This man Justin is the worst person to have around someone with money. He would just encourage them to do whatever they're doing in a way worse way.
LEDs in that. What would you be like? No doubt.
Make it glow in the dark.
You know what's crazy? Real. This man Lil Uzi just implanted that shit, and he still be like, man, I'm not taking that COVID vaccine first wave.
That shit's not safe.
Literally drills a hole in his fucking forehead. Like, I ain't taking that vaccine though. Y'all niggas will turn to zombies. Like, you're stupid, bro.
Y'all see Lil Nas X titties?
I've seen that.
I haven't seen it, but I have heard about it. What?
This is just getting out of hand.
Pause, but can you send me the pics?
It's on his Twitter.
He said, just send me the.
I think.
I just want to see what it's all about. But Justin, can you explain for the chat?
It's the like, body. What's going
on? Oh yeah. I just saw a Twitter, and it just said I don't know. He said like got bored and bought titties, and it's just a picture of him with titties. And I was like, is this real or is this a prank? Or
oh my god, what the fuck?
It's a bodysuit. It's a bodysuit that guys put on that want to have feminine bodies. Remember, yeah, it's a bodysuit. Looks,
Jesus Christ, man.
It looks like prosthetic, right? Yeah. It was. It's a dude that like made some viral meme or whatever that was using that shit. And that's when I first seen it. I was like, what the fuck is it? And then he broke it down and somebody broke it down in chat. Was like, yeah, it's a prosthetic. It's this new prosthetic. So yeah, Lil Nas X just bought that shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, where do you get all this skin from? Like, that's a lot of extra skin. You can't just stretch that.
I remember that 1 week Cardi B areolas got leaked, bro. That shit was hilarious.
Bro, that shit was crazy. Oh, shits were big. Just pancakes.
Would she have gotten banned on Twitch for that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You can't. You can't not ban them areolas, bro. Those shits were huge, totally bro.
Visible from space, bro. It's the Great Wall of China and
Cardi B's areolas.
Jesus, crazy.
Jesus Christ, bro. Shout out to Cardi.
She had a Super Bowl commercial too. Her Super Bowl commercial actually funny.
Yeah, I peeped that as well.
I peeped that as well.
What y'all think about the All-Star Weekend? They announced that the All-Star Weekend is going to be in Atlanta. They also announced that players can't, chill with each other with a group of people while watching the Super Bowl, but they can go to the All-Star game.
Damn. Is an All-Star game optional? If you get voted as an All-Star, do you have to?
I hope so. Even if it's not, niggas gonna boycott. Niggas should boycott anyway. They shouldn't play the fucking All-Star game. Unless they give you niggas a big bag.
I heard a couple players, LeBron. Bag. And someone
if
else,
the bag's like, big enough, I mean, I never say turn down a big bag from the white man. So, hey.
Yeah, but some of the bigger players probably, like LeBron, he won't care. He'll be like,
whoa, Dom TK just rated me with a party of 280. What the hell? Hey, shout out to Dom.
Yo,
hey.
What up?
We put up the 500
views. That's a bad entrance right there.
Shout out to Dom 2K. Oh, what's that? I'm shy now. Oh my god.
Bless you, man.
Hey, suffer down 2K. Fuck me.
Oh my god.
Locker room brethren. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we were just talking about Lil Nas X titties.
Yeah. For the people who weren't here, we talked about Lil Nas's titties, Cardi B's areolas. streaming on Pornhub.
Hey man, Dom 1K Pornhub live streams coming soon. Where I'm going to be doing porn comments reactions. We're going to react to a bunch of porn comments.
Reaction channel. Oh my god.
Reacting to porn
Dom
comments.
Dom reacts.
Domo reacts, baby.
Dom going to be reacting. He said, all right, pause. Do y'all see this right here?
Oh, it's crazy. I forgot because
yo, CMB,
CMB
with the 50 gifted, with the 50 gifted.
Deep
pocket CMB, bro. Crazy. That's our sugar daddy. Let's just say it right now, bro. That's our sugar daddy, bro.
CMB's a sugar daddy, bro. He's tier one, bro. He's top tier. Oh my god, he's top tier.
I'm gonna say, if we ever do a Patreon, I will give you a free membership to the Patreon. I'm gonna pay for you, bro. I swear to God, bro. Hey, shout out to CMB, man. Jesus Christ, bro. That's crazy. Shout out to everyone in the chat. Shout out to everyone in the chat.
Welcome to the new 50 people in the chat. Welcome.
I'm saying, make sure to hit that follow button. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Rock with us.
Damn. Yo, our sub goal was definitely met. Let me tell you that much.
Well, definitely.
Back to the All-Star break. What are they doing with that? Just the game? Or did they announce like a 3-point dunk or whatever?
It's just a day. It's not even like a whole weekend. It's just a day.
I think the first thing I seen about it was supposed to be the game and like a skills challenge. But they shouldn't do it at all. That shit's stupid. Like, they shouldn't do it.
Like, I don't understand why they would do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not, like, the players can get injured. Weak as
fuck, bro.
And then there's
someone would throw down the meanest dunk of all time. It would just be fucking Dwayne. D-Wade sitting there, like.
And it's still.
The four give judges. It a 10. Yeah. That's going to be so weak.
Yeah,
I mean, nah. I never liked the All-Star game to begin with. It's always weak, but
the last two ones, especially since they switched the format and shit, to that it's not even like the traditional basketball game rules. Them shits have been fun. The last one was really fun as well, but then
I just can't get into the game because I just don't care. Like, I don't.
Bro, Justin, I'm telling you, bro. Watch the last 2 years because the players actually took it more seriously. Yeah. Like, LeBron came out. I remember LeBron, KD, Steph, Giannis. They all came out and they were like, we're actually going to, like, take it, like, a little bit more seriously. And they're a lot more competitive. Like,
they're not going to do that this year, though.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that this year.
They don't want to play. So a lot of players
aren't going to. It's just going to be threes, lobs.
Pat Bev said it best. No. Pat Bev said it best, bro. If LeBron's not doing it, whatever LeBron does is probably what we're all going to do.
Yeah.
So LeBron, like, bro, I'm not playing this fucking All-Star game. Guess what? You better have an All-Star game with goddamn Mitchell Robinson and Julius Randle. You better have a real weak All-Star game.
That's crazy. Goddamn
Fred Van Fleet about to be out there picking teams, bro. It's going to look bad. Yeah.
It's going to be the Van Fleet team versus the LaMelo Marcus Ball Smart team.
Bro. The fans will vote LaMelo Ball. He'll be the only eligible real player.
It's going to be Ball versus Caruso, bro.
This is crazy.
The crazy thing is if players don't go to the All-Star game or All-Star day or whatever it is, they'll get fined. But I don't know, bro. It's just the whole thing. The NBA just needs money. That's what it comes down to.
Facts.
Bro. Do they really need it that much? I mean, they've been losing money since COVID started. But
and that's what they need
before that.
Regardless.
They don't have anything in the reserves that they can't skip an All-Star game.
Justin. If you were making $100 billion every year, let's just say that, and then 1 year came while you were used to making $100 billion,
and you made
this chain – that relies on you to make that $100 billion so you can continue, and 1 year you make $40 million.
Hey, man.
You're going to need to make a lot of money.
I'm about to say.
If you're making that much money and you don't have anything put aside for, like, an emergency situation, you're a clown. Like,
the NBA doesn't have a 401k. What the fuck?
They need a 401k, bro.
The NBA does not have a fail-safe protocol. I'm about to say, bro.
They don't reinvest all of their profits to the stock market. What the fuck?
All sports have had seasons where something happened that the season can't continue, whether it be, like, players protesting.
No! Yes! Not at all! What?
The NHL, the MLB.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
It's protesting, like, wages and stuff like that. Oh, I mean, it's not.
So you're talking about lockouts?
The lockouts? Lockouts. Yeah, everyone has a lockout.
But they're not making money. But they should all have, like, a situation where, hey, for whatever reason, we can't play games.
But a lockout is
that desperate that they need the All-Star game. I really don't think they're that bad right now. Mm. They have to have something.
I don't know.
Especially considering the fact that it's also a build-up from last year and how much revenue they lost there.
And the fact that there's not even a lot of fans in a lot of the games this year. There's only like 9 arenas allowing fans. So they're pretty money hungry. So they really are trying to press anything they can squeeze.
They're going to be money hungry regardless. If there was a fucking virus or not, they'd still be money hungry. But I'm saying, do they really need it?
I mean, how can you tell anybody if they really need an extra $40 bill, however much they're trying to get out of this? Like, that's not really, like, I mean, if you were getting that much, would you really care if a motherfucker that wasn't making that much would tell you, does he really need $40 million? Like, yes, motherfucker.
Not the employees. Like, I'm not talking about, like, their wages. I'm talking about the league itself. Like, does the league need that money to continue? No.
I don't think you understand, Justin. I don't think you understand how players are getting paid $30 million a year. If you have
salaries will probably go down.
Yeah, if you have 20 players making over $25 million a year, I mean, I know you think all the money is coming from the owners. I really doubt Mark Cuban is paying
every single player's salary. I think he has a piece of what's going to him, but the NBA might have to deal some of that shit out too. Like I don't know. They have to
because like bonuses and stuff, right? Like guaranteed bonuses.
Yeah, like playoff bonuses and shit like that. Yeah. I definitely doubt owners have anything.
I really think if they skip the All-Star weekend, the league wouldn't go under. Like they'll be.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But we are talking about the NBA, and we're talking about.
And I feel like it's just like it's just bad reputation at this point. None of the players want it. If they're gonna force them and fine them if they don't show up, bro, that's just not a good look. Like you just gotta.
I agree with you. If they didn't have the All-Star weekend, $35,000, it wouldn't fix their financial issues. But their financial issues are at a point where they need to squeeze as much as they can, type shit.
But is this gonna help them?
They're desperate.
It is.
Finding players? Is that what's going to fix it for them? Is that really how you want to fix it? Finding players?
Not finding players. Obviously, you want them to come. But
just have the game. Like, having the All-Star game is how they want to fix
it. Yeah, but they're not going to go.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, if there's an All-Star weekend, a lot of eyes will be on that when you have fucking LeBron, KD, Steph, and all these dudes at the same court.
Didn't LeBron say he's not going to play?
Well, yeah. That's tough.
Is LeBron not playing?
All eyes are going to be on the NBA fining LeBron for not going to their fucking All-Star game.
Y'all think they would actually cancel it if LeBron, Steph, and KD didn't go?
It'll have to be more than them. It'll have to be.
They'd have to at least reconsider.
You think so?
It'll have to be like 60. Not even this. If like 60% of the players, the fans vote. If they don't go, like if the fan voted players don't go, then they'll cancel it. But if LeBron, KD, and Steph don't go, but niggas voted Giannis and Jokic and Embiid, Dame, all them niggas, and they go, I'm pretty sure they're like, man, fuck you niggas. All right, people still voted for them, and they come in. Like, they going to watch them. Like, I don't think anybody's going to do that. But that's if tough. They vote all those players, and they ain't be like, yeah, I'm going to follow LeBron and them, man. Jokic be like, I'm following them niggas. And, you know, everybody else be like, yeah, I'm just going to follow them. Then they may going to be like, yeah, this is Julius Randle All-Star game. Ain't looking nice. We're going to have to cancel this.
The Julius Randle special.
The NFL canceled their Pro Bowl, and they're going through the same COVID shit every other
year. They didn't cancel it. Well, they announced before the season they weren't having a Pro Bowl. The players knew, though. I mean, they discontinued it. Canceling
would be like semantics debate. Uh-oh.
Canceling. Like, canceling it would be like, oh, it was scheduled for this year, but we're not doing it.
All right.
Well, they didn't even schedule it. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm just being a dick with grammar. So,
I mean, it's basically scheduled the week before the Super Bowl indefinitely.
Traditionally.
They don't have to come out and say.
I mean, traditionally it is, but you never know. Like, before the season, they can set the schedule.
It was expected.
They can be like, bro, the Pro Bowl is the week after the regular season ends, and then we do the Super Bowl. They can do that in the offseason, and you'll be like, oh, well, there's a change. So,
The offseason, they've been whatever. Announced. They didn't have one, and they're just fine.
Shout out Grammarly.com. Right.
I'm just saying.
I think MLB also didn't have theirs. I believe.
Don, what the fuck did you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, I'm the college dropout, and I'm over here pressing people for grammar. It's crazy. Crazy world. Crazy world.
It's teaching me English. Whatever. Postponed it.
There you go. Postponed it.
Wait, no, it's not postponed. No,
because they're not rescheduling it. So that's still bad grammar. I'm trying to give you the leeway of the doubt.
Anyways, you know what I mean.
You still fucking up the grammar.
I think it's stupid and it's going to end up be bad publicity for basketball. Not that anyone cares because we're still going to watch basketball, but it's still not a good look. We're going to watch basketball regardless.
I ain't going to lie to you. NBA is in a point where it's like 2K. Like they can do whatever they want and we'll still watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Charles Barkley. Oh, can we talk about the Charles Barkley thing?
What else are we gonna watch?
What did Charles Barkley do?
The comments he made saying basically how like the NBA's trash and he hates watching it and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Can you elaborate for everyone?
Well, I mean, I was hoping y'all like really looked at it. I didn't really see it because you know, fuck what he got to say. I hate when old people get to complaining about the NBA nowadays. Like,
I think it was just the whole
Terrence Ross to go back and bust everybody ass that Charles Barkley played with outside of like the All Stars, obviously like the Kevin Johnsons and shit.
Here we go.
Outside of like the Kevin Johnsons, I'm just saying. outside of his good teammate, like obviously outside of the good players he played with, the average niggas or even the above average niggas. Terrence also bust their ass. Like, and he got the nerve to talk shit about, oh, I just can't stand watching the game, whatever the fuck he said. I don't care.
I think it was just about the three-pointers. Everyone shooting threes and shit.
Yeah, man. I definitely care what a nigga who can't shoot has to say about niggas shooting. Ugh. Ugh.
And man, the thing is, it's not even like Chuck was Shaq and just didn't attempt threes. He, along with like John Wall and Westbrook, are like one of the worst volume 3-point shooters of all time.
Ever.
And this motherfucker was doing it in the 90s when they weren't even supposed to be shooting threes.
And he was that bad.
I'm gonna do it anyways.
Fuck it, bro. That's crazy. And so he doesn't even get any credit for like birthing stretch bigs because of how bad of a 3-point shooter he was, bro. That's crazy.
But I got the nerve to complain. Like, I can't stand that shit, bro.
Shout out Chuck, though. One of the most underrated.
Yeah, shout out Chuck, bro. Love to have you on, bro. Definitely respect you. You're a great player. Well, he was a great player.
Chuck guaranteed. I love his guarantees.
Guaranteed. That ass.
What is his efficiency rate on the guarantees? Like, how much?
I seen him get one.
Like,
that's it.
Only one?
Seen him get one.
It's becoming just as bad as Stephen A's finals predictions, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy. Yo, didn't Stephen A get like, what was it, like 6 or 7 straight wrong?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man, like, that is insane. A fucking coin would be able
to get a better percent than that.
Literally, bro.
Yeah.
You flip
every
a coin
every single
bet.
Year, he bet it wrong. Like, imagine that nigga would be like, oh, LeBron won. Oh, LeBron's about to win again. Loses. Oh, LeBron lost. He about to lose again. Wins. Oh, LeBron won. He about to win again. Loses. Oh, LeBron doesn't got it. He can't do it. Comes back in 3. Oh, LeBron's the GOAT. This is the best. Loses because KD.
The Cavs got their number. The Cavs got their number.
I saw you tweet that too.
Jesse, you remember that, bro?
That man's I'll never was forget. So
trash, were you on so that? Trash. Were you on that side of things, bro? Did you really think the Cavs had the Warriors number, even though they got KD?
No, dude. I'm not fucking dumb, man. At the time, if you asked me, I would have said Cavs winning, no doubt. But then if you said, I 100 bucks in the game, I'd say, ooh.
No. Kevin Durant. You talking about my monies now? Oh, yeah, nah. I got to be smart with my monies.
I put my faith in the team, but I'm not putting my money on the team.
I thought it'd be a closer series. Even, like, looking back, it makes sense why it was a 5-game gentleman sweep. But going back, again, I was in that – I was on the side of things that, like, okay – you know, the talent gap is there, but the Cavs got LeBron, and LeBron is that dude. And he still is. He still put up the numbers, but, you know, I just thought it'd be like a 6-7 game series, but.
Well, I mean, yeah. a couple of the games were really close. They could have went either way.
Yeah, what was it? Game three. So if KD didn't hit that, it would have went to 6. But
I mean, at the end of the day, it just came down to the fact that, you know, Tristan Thompson and fucking Richard Jefferson were the third and fourth best player for the Cavs, and Klay Thompson and Draymond were the third and fourth best player for the Warriors. Like, shit like that kind of reality setting with that.
When Matthew Dellavedova is your number 3, it's not looking good. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, Kate Love and Kyrie were there, but I get your point.
Well, I'm sorry because I've noticed – I have disrespected Kevin Love a lot over the past like couple weeks, just in general.
Yeah,
like,
you know what? I'm gonna be honest.
Disrespect Kevin Love.
What's wrong with the not like it's right to disrespect him type shit, but to criticize his finals performance, he really was trash in both of those finals. I will say this.
Yeah, I'm saying it in terms of when I say Kevin Love, like when we bring up instances like that, like the third and fourth best player for the Cavs. When I say I disrespect Kevin Love, it's not that I don't criticize what he did, because obviously he didn't show up, but I'm putting it in terms, like, I always think of it in terms like he basically didn't even fucking play. Like, he was that ineffective, which is absolutely false. Like, if you go back and look, he actually had numbers better than a lot of niggas on the Cavs. But I would always, when I'm talking about the Cavaliers them years, put random niggas above Kevin Love who had no business. Like, I'd be like, man, bro, Iman Shumpert and JR were more reliable than everyone else. Like, I just put
Matthew Dellavedova over him.
Yeah, like Justin, this is like the fifth time I've heard Justin say Matthew Dellavedova was like the second or third best Cavalier. Yo, and I'm like, bro,
back in the day, he was like my Caruso. Like, I knew he was. I love that.
He was my Caruso. I love it. Hey, I respect it.
He really was, though. I ain't gonna lie.
A lot of the fans just loved Dellavedova for no reason.
I'm Caruso's Nick Wright, bro.
He had the heart. He was almost like the Marcus Smart, but not good. Like, he had that heart, that grit. He just wasn't good.
The Marcus Smart that wasn't that good. I'm weird.
He was all right. He was a good backup PG, but
yeah,
nothing more. Nothing more.
Good defense, good hustle. Yeah. Had a three ball when he was open, playing next to LeBron James.
Yeah, you know, he did his job. Fact. But do y'all have anything else to say? It is midnight.
Yeah, I got one thing. I got one more thing.
Go ahead, bro.
Even though Wardu's not with us, if y'all can see this.
Jim Autry.
Please watch his video.
Did he make a video?
He predicted Tom Brady winning his seventh ring using the Jim Autry calculator.
Uh-oh.
I haven't watched it yet because he just put it in the chat.
Yeah, he said something about it earlier. I've seen it.
I'm gonna have to give it a listen.
Oh, I thought he just linked some other person's video, but no, I'm gonna check that out after. Shout out to content creator Wordu, you know what I'm saying? Once again, to close out this pod, this is the first pod without Wordu, and again, from everyone in the chat, and I knew a lot of people were asking where Wordu was, from Justin, Dom, and I, bro. Thank you for all the work you put in. You know what I'm saying? That will never be forgotten. And you're still part of the squad. You know what I'm saying? You're welcome to go in locker room, Discord, Twitter type shit. We understand what's going on. But yeah, let's do outros, I guess, unless y'all want to talk about anything more.
Nah, we can do outros, man.
All right, man. Justin, say goodbye to the chat, bro.
GG, everybody. Make sure you vote. Blessed.
See you, vote.
Is it right here? Dom, say goodbye to the chat.
Man, it's been your mom's favorite midnight snack, bro. We out here signing off. Follow me on Twitter at DomChurch1. Sub me on YouTube at Dom. Man, fuck this. Fuck YouTube. Follow me on Twitch at DomChurch42 on Twitch. I should be going crazy. You know, 81 for Kobe, 106 kill gameplays. I'm just that dude. Follow us on Locker Room. $100 giveaway. B-Souls is officially past 200. I'm closing in on 200. We just got to get Justin up there.
I don't know what I'm at.
You're at like 60-something. I checked the numbers. You were at like 60 last time. Yeah.
Follow me. What the hell, guys?
Yeah, bro. Like,
you got to make your presence known, Justin. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. The rooms. Give them takes.
Yeah, that's fair.
You got to put
follow your... Follow me anyway. Oh, you want $100? I don't got to do shit. Follow me. Oh.
Organic growth, that ass.
That's crazy.
Nah, bro. Shout out to Dom2K for the raid. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to CMB with the 50 gifted. That's absolutely insane. And I'm going to be honest, as much as we shitted on Twitch, the people in the chat right now is the reason why it's a hard decision. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are diehard. And we fuck with y'all so much that this is not something that we can just do overnight type shit. Cause we appreciate y'all for coming through as well twice a week. You know what I'm saying? Showing love, trying to build this community with us. But that's going to be it. We will see y'all on Wednesday. We will see y'all on Wednesday. Leave a 5-star on iTunes. Get us up on there. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday on Locker Room. Dom, you're nasty. But we're out. Peace.